this big bang. Ask around, I'm the motherfucking man. I'm about to drop 10 racks on the chain and find a pretty bitch that I can dip within the range. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I first off, this big bang. Ask around, I'm the motherfucking man. I'm about to drop 10 racks on the chain and find a pretty bitch that I can dip within the range. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I'm so straight, the cops so crooked, click full of soldiers, like no limit. Watch you, what you doing, bitch, give me 4 minutes. All in the nigga grill like 4 dentists. Ride around solo, got the money in a chokehold. Whole head tattooed like a fucking cholo. Never hit the next man, nigga, that's a no-no. Got your girl bouncing on my dick like a lolo. Mustard on the beat, mustard get a fucking check. I got bitches, take bitches, nigga wanna bet. Ice on my neck, got ice in my ears. Hit the club, niggas looking at me hella weird. It's YG400, bitch, get it right. You at the club every weekend, bitch, get a life. Ever since she fuck with me, she never been the same. Well, goddamn, just blame it on my dick and like.
First off, this beat mine. That's around the motherfucking mind. I'm about to drop 10 racks on the chain and find a pretty bitch that I can dip within a range. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good.
I'm
good.
I'm so froze, diamonds look so lemon. Used to text cause my phone had low minutes. Niggas need switching, so we got to store with it. If you don't drop on a block, then you don't hit it. Fly it in the ego, riding in the regal. Money over bitches, nigga, you don't think we know? Pocket full of C-notes, oops, I mean P-notes. Bitch in the whip, looking hot like a Cheeto. Lloyd bag in a briefcase. Bitch, I get money like a sweepstake. Every week a nigga eat steak. What's dessert shit, I wonder how she tastes. I don't wanna, you can get her. Bitch, you ugly like your daddy, Reggie Miller. Like Pittsburgh, bet I steal her. And fuck her in the whip, brand new from the villa.
First off, this beat mine. Ask around the motherfucking mind. I'm about to drop 10 racks on the chain and find a pretty bitch that I can dip within the range. I'm good, I put that on the hood. I'm good, I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good, I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good, I'm good. I put that on the hood.
I'm good on the hood, I'm set. YG400, bitch, I'm rap. Out there, nigga, two step. Nigga, checked in the shooting, nigga, what he said. Hey, motherfucker, don't you move. Yeah, nigga, move. Yeah. What the fuck, motherfucker? Mother on that beat, ho.
Hot, hot, damn, man, it's Charlie that hard. My my God, I wanna be like Charlie. Stack big chips and get in any type of party. Sky's the limit, you know I live it up, I do what I do, so go and give it up, I'm hot as hell and you not old. Well, tell it to somebody that care, my dear.
Yes, folks, you better know it. And it is another Mayhem Monday with your girl, Forever the Realest, bringing it in fresh. You know what I'm saying? It is now 2012. Happy New Year's to everybody. Hopefully, everybody got new plans in store. And everybody's leaving aside all that negativity and reaching positive and expensive goals. You know what I'm saying? So let's just get it in, because that's definitely what it's about. Many, many, many changes. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's now Handsome Life Radio, and it is I, First Lady, Forever the Realest. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of things have been changing and will change, of course, for 2012. You know, Trey Love have a lot of things in store for you folks. And I'm so excited because it's going down right here, y'all. Y'all best believe it. Handsome Life Radio is going down. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm also going to be having, you know, of course, new fresh, you know, artists, new fresh interviews, new fresh topics. You know what I'm saying? If anybody have any ideas or any suggestions about the Forever Hot Topic show, make sure you hit your girl up. Inbox me on Facebook. Forever, F-A-E-V-E-R, the realest, I-S-T at the end, no space. You know what I'm saying? Befriend your girl. Inbox me. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and inbox me if you have any, you know, suggestions or anything. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys' opinion, of course, is what definitely, definitely matters to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm interested in that. So tonight, of course, just like every other, it is definitely going down on Forever Hot Topics. The topic for tonight will be love and loyalty. I mean, is it possible for people to be faithful in a relationship these days? I mean, you know, with the internet and the advancement of things, you know what I'm saying? It's so easy to, you know, cheat and wander off and stuff. And I'm wondering if there's any love that's still existing, like that real love, that love to where, you know, you don't need nobody else but that person, you know what I'm saying, and et cetera, et cetera. So we'll be going into that. Any callers who have opinions or anything to say about the topic, go ahead and call in, because I will be definitely looking forward to hearing from you. You know what I'm saying? Share your opinions. Tell a friend. Call in 310-861-2317. In the spaceship tonight, people better know it, I have Chipstar ENT / Tycoon TV, you know what I'm saying? Definitely in the spaceship causing mayhem this Monday in cyberspace. We definitely getting it in. So if you guys, you know, have any questions or anything to say, you know, go ahead, call in, and, you know, we'll go from there. So right now, your girl, of course, have to and always will, you know, show much love and always give recognition to my boy Tupac, you know what I'm saying, RIP, you know, a major West Coast representative, of course, amongst many other legendary artists that have paved the way for, you know, upcoming people like myself and other artists that's out there. As far as the West Coast is concerned, you know what I'm saying? It's that West Coast movement, still moving, and everything's golden. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead, go to a little music break, and play Life Goes On by Tupac. Turn it up.
How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, young nigga, heaven for you. Be alive if I told you that I never thought of. Niggas, we the last ones left. But life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the street?
up, get smoked out, and blaze with me. 2 in the morning, and we still high ass out. Screaming thugs till I die before I pass out. But now that you're gone, I'm in the zone, thinking I don't wanna die all alone. But now you're gone, and all I got left is stinking memories. I love them niggas to death, I'm drinking Hennessy while trying to make it last. I drank a fist for that ass when you pass, cause life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young nigga, there's a heaven for a G. Be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. My nigga, we the last ones left, but life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young nigga, there's a heaven for a G. Be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. My nigga, we the last ones left, and life goes on. Yeah, nigga, I got the word as hell. You blue trial and the judge gave you 25 with an L. Time to prepare to do fair time, won't be parole. Imagine life as a convict that's getting old. Plus with the drama, with looking out for your baby mama. Taking risks while keeping cheap chicks from getting on her. Life in the hood is all good for nobody. Remember gaming on dumb hotties at your party. Me and you know two or two while teaming on hits and getting tricks that maybe we can slide in truth. But now you bubby, rest nigga, cause I ain't worried. I love you, saying goodbye at the cemetery. Though memories fade, I got your name tatted on my arm, so we both born to my dying day. Before I say goodbye, Kaden with mental rest in peace. Thug till I die. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young nigga, as a heaven for a G. I'd be alive if I told you that I never thought of death. My nigga, we the last ones left, and life goes. Let the hoes that I used to know from way before kiss me from my hands and my soul. Give me a paper and pen so I can write about my life of sin. A couple of bottles of gin in case I don't get in. Tell all my people I'm a rider. Nobody cries when we die. We outlaws, let me ride until I get free. I live my life in the fast lane. Got police chasing me. To my niggas from old blocks, from old roofs, niggas that guided me through back in the old school. Pour out some liquor, have a toast for the homies. See, we both gotta die, but you chose to go before me. And brothers miss you while you gone. You left your nigga on his own. How long we moan? Life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the streets?
Life rest goes on, homie. Sorry, homie, they passed away. Niggas doing life. Niggas doing 50 and 60 years and shit. I feel you, nigga, trust me, I feel you. You know what I mean? Last year, we poured out liquor for you. This year, nigga, life goes on. You finna clock mail, get money, evade bitches, evade tricks, get slayed, there's plenty space. And basically, just represent for you, baby. Next time you see your niggas, we gonna be on top, nigga. You gonna be like, God damn. That's right, baby. Life goes on. Hey, we up out this bitch. Hey, Kato, mental, y'all niggas make sure it's popping when we get out there, man. Don't front.
Went from a street rapper to the limelight. Couple G's on my neck and shit. job right. I dedicated to the critics who don't know me. I'm still a best player, underrated like Kobe. High to the day I retire. You smoking on stress weed while I'm choking on 5 hours. 8 years in the tree picking low quiet. 10 years later, it was me in the dope spot. Run up on a nigga like me, you hope not. My niggas gang bang and they'll aim at your top.
Cali life living, mind on my denim. Bitches, switches, everybody in them. From Ocean Boulevard all the way to the shine. Catch me at the mall with a flock full of eyes. Ain't gonna change, still sunny days. Ooh, it's just that West Coast living. Ain't gonna change, Cali life made. Ooh, it's just that West Coast living.
And there ain't no telling what Mac Luke's selling. California hustler, I'm a fly young felon. Bag full of swap, about the size of a melon. Dollar sign on my eye, money sign with them reppin'. Pussy feel good, but the cheddar feel better. Blowin' smoke in the air, so in love with the weather. Hot than the motherfucker, I ain't gotta do the leather. Hit the swap meet, match the white tee with whatever. Pouring kicks with some cargo shorts. Just let the medical spot, we all gon' smoke. LA is my city, you can see it on my hat. Bellin' through the super mall, bitches staring at my tack. It's a fact that they staring at a Mac. Took them back to the crib, now they staring at my trap. Niggas looking at me hard, but they staring at my hat. Approach my front lawn, now they staring at my cat. We
Cali life living, mind on my denim. Bitches, switches, everybody in them. From Ocean Boulevard all the way to the shine. Catch me at the mall with a flock full of eyes. Ain't nothing changed, still sunny days. Ooh, it's just that West Coast nigga.
Tricks on no bitch, kid, that's what it is. Put a coat on the goat and a wig on a pig. Better watch where you pimpin' and killin' no fig. Them Hoover criminals grimy, kidnap your bitch. Better watch your dress code, please and please. All them other suckers copycats, these and cheese. I love Cali like I love paper. Pockets full of blood, money, blue chuck taters. Don't ever approach a gunfight, swingin' with a knife. Bullets ignite on sight, this the Cali life. You can ball overnight if you do it right. Hit the wrong gas station, you can lose your life. Are you an aggressor or a finesser? Or somewhere low-key, can't handle the pressure. Keep your head to the sky, these niggas will test you. Stash your dope real good, these pigs will stretch you. California.
Cali life living, mind on my denim. Bitches, switches, everybody in them. From Ocean Boulevard all the way to the shine. Catch me at the mall with a flock full of eyes.
It's just that West Coast. That's what I'm talking about. That was my boy, Mac Lucci with Cali Life. You know what I'm saying? Check out all his little videos and everything on YouTube. Check out his Facebook and the pre-hustle and everything that he has in store at LucciLife.com. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely going down tonight. It's mayhem, folks, on Forever Hot Topics. The topic for tonight is loyalty and love. Is it possible for people to be faithful in a relationship? You know what I'm saying? Also, in the spaceship tonight, I got Chipstar ENT. / Tycoon TV, you know what I'm saying? I got Smoke, K9, and others, Tycoon, Blue, you know, gonna hit up the lines, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely going down, so turn it up, you know, stay tuned, because we getting it in. Yes, it's 2012, and like I said in the beginning of the show, if anybody have any suggestions or any new ideas or any topics, inbox your girl on Facebook. That's Faever the Realest, F-A-E-V-E-R, space, the Realest, I-S-T at the end, no space. You know what I'm saying? Definitely share your views. Let me know what's up, you know, what you think about the show and any ideas that you have, you know. So that's basically what it is and what it's going to be. And I'm so excited because I got so much in store. So please keep up with your girl, especially on Facebook and Twitter. You know what I'm saying? You can keep up with me on Twitter at Faever323. That's Faever323. All right, folks. Right now is definitely the time. You know what I'm saying? But before I start this interview off, it's a little something that I want to play. You know what I'm saying? Because I have been, you know, doing my research and, you know, listening to everything that these dudes like got in store as far as Chipstar, and they had a bomb little like a Tycoon TV viewing on Facebook. I mean, on well, you can see it on Facebook and on YouTube, called One Monkey Don't Stop That Show, and I found that very, very interesting. You know what I'm saying? So before I even bring these gentlemen aboard, I would love to give you guys a view and a snippet of what Chipstar ENT / Tycoon TV is all about. So turn it up, folks, because it's going down right now on Faever Hot Topics.
Chip, chip, city, bitch. Chip, chip, city, bitch. Chip, chip, city, bitch.
Obama on a beat, ho.
Chip,
on your
Matt, what
you
do, my nigga?
Smoke up. Man, you ain't gonna believe it, man. I'm at the goddamn zoo, man. Guess who on the scene, man? The bitch is up here, man.
Is that right? Oh, you done found the bitch, huh?
Yeah, man, Ashley, man. Goddamn swinging around, man.
You got you some more faggot shit, huh? Okay. Don't even care. Bitch locked up. They gotta wear...
This shit is crazy, man. You gotta come see this shit, man. You ain't gonna believe this shit. I'm telling you, dog, she up here right now.
Are you serious, my nigga? They got the bitch where? Oh, my nigga.
Where is she at?
They say that this nigga don't even care. I'm gonna show y'all niggas where she. Let's go. We out of here. All right, dog.
Get there swinging.
Yes, folks. So, I definitely had to play a little snippet of, like Tycoon TV, all about promoting and, you know, putting everything on camera, all the footage, everything out there, you know, which is very important as far as promoting yourself so people could see what you're doing, see how you get down, and, you know, just go from there. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a lot to learn from these fellas. I know that I've been knowing them for, you know, a while now, and I've been doing shows and everything, and that's how we kind of stay in cahoots, you know what I'm saying? But for the new year of 2012, you know, I am happy to say that, you know, I collided forces with Chipstar, so I'm definitely honored to say that, because this group of people are just, you know, very motivating. You know, and it's good to be around them as far as, you know, me being a artist, you know, a rap artist, you know, on the West Coast, you know, these fellas is doing major things. So, yes, much love and shout out to the whole camp, everybody from Chipstar / Tycoon TV. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely going down. So, but right now, I would love to introduce to you all, of course, a member of Chipstar, Smoke. What it do?
Hey, now.
Hey. It is definitely wonderful to have you in the spaceship. You know what I'm saying? You know, how you doing? Huh? Hello? Well, you know how it goes, people. There's always technical difficulties, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to keep it pushing. You feel me? So, yes, I'm going to start the interview off with my boy Smoke, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, lace you up on what's going on and, you know, all of what's expected for the year 2012, all the things that they got going, all the music that they're going to put out, and et cetera, et cetera. So for right now, I would love to go to a music break. And I'm going to see what's going on with the whole situation, and we definitely going to come back live. So don't go anywhere. Keep those speakers turned up because, you know, hey, it is what it is. So I'm going to play a little bit of that Wayne. So turn it up.
Yeah, you can kiss the ring, but you can never touch the crown. I smoke a million sister blessing.
never lose. These are mother chicken heads, they don't ever lose the coupe. I'm in the coupe cruising, I got the stolen plate, serving all the fiends over there by the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm colder than the fridge and the freezer. I'm snatching all your bitches at my leisure.
One big room full of bad bitches,
yeah.
One big room full of bad bitches.
They say numbers don't lie, bitch, I'm not the one. Hammers in your face, this is not a dream. And you getting every page of this magazine. Bumping UTK, talking about a murder. We roll a Dr. J and then we like that Julius Irving. I got pussy on the way and pussy on the way out. Life is a beach and these hoes trying to lay out. Tunchi, Tunchi, Tota, Tuli, fuck around and pop ya. My homies got that white girl, call it Lady Gaga. Glock 14, Nina Colada. Suck, swallow, semen, saliva. I ain't going at the collar. Fuck you hoe niggas. Weezy go hard, you bitches go figure. Diamonds in my teeth like I'm a fucking dope dealer. You're a dead man walking Michael Jackson Thriller. I'm in
one big room full of bad bitches,
yeah.
One big room full of bad bitches, one big room full of bad bitches,
yeah.
One big room full of bad bitches,
it goes.
How it is, you know what I'm saying? So earlier in the show, due to rude technical difficulties, you know, my boy Smoke got knocked off the line. But, you know, he's back, you know what I'm saying? So what to do, Smoke, yet again, unfortunately, you know, for them the mishap.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm in the house. That's right. What's happening with you?
Man, you know, I'm just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Enjoying this wonderful, wonderful night. That's about it, you know, just doing my thing. What about you?
Oh, man, you know, we in the studio just, you know, planning, plotting, trying to figure out what's our next move for this new year, what we going to do, how we going to do it, make a big impact, like usual, same thing every day.
Huh, that's right, and y'all nonstop coming with something new, you know what I'm saying? And that's one thing I see in reality, you know what I'm saying, just being around you guys, so just keep it going, just keep getting it in, you feel me?
That's right, thank you. All the compliments.
Yeah, but, oh, definitely, definitely, all day, every day, you know what I'm saying? And but right now, Smoke, like, I definitely want you to just, you know, tell the people who you are, you know, who is Smoke, you know, a little bit of history about yourself.
Okay, where should I start? I've been doing music, or at least in love with music, since I was, like, young. My mom brought us out here from St. Louis because she had a record contract. She was pursuing music and stuff, so that got me into music and stuff. So I never could really sing, so the next best thing was rapping, you know. So I started rapping and, you know, holding and doing shows at first. You know, when I was younger in high school and stuff, we used to do parties and stuff. My homie used to DJ. I used to rap. So that's got into, you know, promoting and stuff. And basically what I do, simple and plain, is I just kind of keep a party and on, so we always have something to do, and we ain't never got to depend on somebody else to put us on. You know, so that's basically what I try to keep going right there. So we ain't never got to follow what nobody else say, they guidelines, they trends, you know.
Yeah, man. And it's very interesting that you say, you know, that your mother had was doing music also, and you were saying that you couldn't sing, so you went to the rapping aspect of things. So I was just wondering, like, is that what motivated you to become a rapper? Or, like, what are some of the things that, like, made you want to become, you know, a rapper?
One thing that really made me want to become a rapper was the attention, you know. When we moved out here from St. Louis, we moved to an area that was predominantly Hispanic, white, no black people around and stuff, but the one black person that I did know see, he got a lot of attention, he got a lot of respect because he used to draw a crowd by just his rapping and stuff, you know, and everybody used to love to be around him and stuff. So that kind of made me, you know, one thing that made me want to. And then once I got into it, I started loving it, you know, anyway, and found a love for it.
Well, that's definitely what's up because, you know, you're really talented at what you do, you know what I'm saying, and everything that you do, like as far as, you know, getting shows and, you know, doing music and, you know, just being the professional person that you are, and that's definitely what's up.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all that.
Yes, most definitely. So, Chipstar. So, what's up with that? Where did that come from?
You know, we all about money, you know, we make the world go round, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's chips is another word for money, you know. So we that's that chips. And then, you know, we young stars, man. You gotta believe you stars, you know. And I don't know, I tell the truth, I thought I heard somebody one day. You know, and I rewinded it back, and I listened. I think he said what I think he said, and nobody's never used that, but he didn't say. you know. And I ran with it, and I ran across my boy Space, and me and Space used to be from somewhere else that didn't work. And, you know, we the creation of this shit until we met Tycoon, you know. So me and I ran across Space, and he like, yeah, man, we're going to ride with that, you know. And then, you know, it all just rolled together. Start Tycoon TV, you know, and you know Tycoon don't start talking, so, you know, he just, they all went together, you know.
Definitely. Dang, that's what's up. And it's funny, like, it's like a puzzle. You know what I'm saying? You guys are all the pieces to make, you know, the project really go down. You know what I'm saying? Because you three, you know, started a whole movement, you know,
yeah.
From what I see. You know, a whole movement, big time. And regardless of anything, you know, I see success, like, nonstop.
I thank you.
Success all the way, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we try, you know. We try to do our best, keep something new on the table, keep everybody entertained, you know. I'm a shy dude myself. I really don't like talking. That's why it went so good with Tycoon. Tycoon, he don't stop talking, you know. And I just let Tycoon do Tycoon, you know.
Right.
Together. You know. Plus, I can't forget my boy K-9, you know. He's a young genius, you know. And it all just go together. You know, K-9, I never met nobody like him. He's young, and he make me think he's older than he is, but he really ain't. And, you know, him and I think we just go together.
Man, oh, man. So that's what's up right there. You know what I'm saying? And K-9, he's an artist. He's a rap
yeah.
artist.
He's all that. He has his own thing, you know. He runs NoHo Entertainment. So that's how basically I met K-9 is when you know, I was out first started back to doing my shows. I met him like 4 or 5 years ago when I first did my first like return to the circuit and back into it. He was out there promoting the show. He was actually the promoter of the show that I was on. So that's how I met. From that day, you know, we was out in L.A. somewhere, and I found out that he was from the Valley, like I'm from the Valley, you know what I'm saying? We just hooked up from that day on, and then, you know.
Hmm. So who else? Like, you know, I know it's a lot of you guys, you know what I'm saying? So what's up with Dobama? What's up with,
you know? Yeah, Dobama, you know, that's what I was... I'm trying to say that before we got cut off, you know, like, I'm going to rewind it. First and foremost, all respect due to God. And then the second thing I'd like to say is Obama. You know, Obama, a lot of people, man, he's like, incredible. I don't know where he came from. You know, he's only been with us, like, two and a half years. But when he just came in, he just does everything. He's only 23 years old, and a lot of people don't even realize he's only 23 years old. But he's like... He's everything.
I know
that
when I met him, I didn't know that. I thought he was way older than that. When I found out he was, I was like, what? Like,
yeah,
he acts so
like,
much more mature.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like he's, you know, he's from a hard life, a hard family and stuff, but he sees something in what we're doing, and so he just latched on to it. And everything that, you know, he can learn, he's like he's hungry for it. He had mastered mixing. He had mastered, like, engineering. Now he had started rapping and then writing. I'm like, now he's starting on talk. He set over. It's like he watched me editing videos. Now he know how to do, learning how to do that, you know. So it's just like, he's incredible. He actually picks up slack on everything, hosting. He does hosting. Him and Tycoon, he helps Tycoon out. He runs the shows. Works with the artists and everything, man. It's like everything that everybody does, Obama does all that, you know, and then some. A jack of all trades, basically.
Yeah, and that's a major role to play for a guy that's so young. But, you know, these days, though, age don't matter, and it's all about what you do. And, you know, from my experience being around Obama, like, he's doing the damn thing. So, hey, say no more.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's why, you know, that's why he's President Obama, you know what I'm saying? Obama President
Obama. That's
you
what it be. That's
yeah.
what it be. So is there anybody else you want to speak of?
Well, oh yeah, you know we got One More Time Free, my boy Get Down, you know, he one of our up and coming, you know. And then like everybody loves, all the ladies love Mr. Ron O'Neill himself, Young Blue. You know, so yeah, it wouldn't be a show if we didn't mention Young Blue, you know. So we got T Mac, Dobama, Maximilian, the pretty boy himself, Dobama's little brother.
Yeah, very pretty. For real, now.
Crazy. We got a lot of things going on. We got Chip Star, East Coast. We got D Rock D out there. DJ, we got a movement just as big on the East Coast, probably more members on the East Coast of Chipstar East Coast than we do Chipstar West. We got also got Chipstar South. We got Memphis, Atlanta, Louisville, Kentucky, Chipstar Midwest. We got St. Louis, Ohio, Carbondale, Illinois, Chicago. So we actually got a lot of members all over the Arizona. I can't forget Arizona Chips or AZ. We got members all over the place, and that's basically what we're trying to do. We're setting up for a major movement. I'm basically what I'm doing is planning a little tour. We're setting up. They're doing venues and events all over this country, just like we're doing here. And we're talking to the people that's ahead of them organizations, getting them prepared and stuff so they can move where we can move and stuff, you know. And it's people, you know, all over this country that's representing CHIP, you know.
Yeah, that's powerful. And that's such a blessing. You know what I'm saying? That is just big. Y'all better Google that shit. Google that.
Shit. Yeah.
Y'all better know it. Chipstar. That's right. Chipstar is in a spaceship, people. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? It's something that is this question always is something that I really focus on because I know doing this business is very challenging. You know, you go through a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? So, my question to you is, Smoke, like, what is keeping you going? Like, what is keeping you, you know, being this person from Chipstar that's doing shows for these upcoming artists, that's coming out with these hit songs and that's supporting, you know, like, what is keeping you, you know, focused?
Well, one of the main things that's keeping me focused is I've been blessed with a daughter that actually does music, that sings rap, and is very beautiful too, and very talented. And if whatever mistakes I make, I can also, I'll always correct them and use them for her and her career and stuff like that. So, you know, it's more than just for me and stuff, you know. And then I've also have the blessings to be around a group of good dudes. A lot of people don't understand these dudes like I understand them. You know, these dudes is a lot better, more 100 than a lot of dudes I've ever come across, you know. So that's the thing, you know. I see the people around me actually believe, you know, and enjoy what we're doing, you know.
Yes, yes, big time. And then not only that, you know, it is one thing, I have to say this, you know what I'm saying? I think that all of you guys are all, like, very good-looking men, like, every one of you guys. I was like, okay, you guys are really doing a damn thing as far as, you know, swag, you know, as far as looks, you know what I'm saying? I think you guys is just, woo, hot. Y'all better watch out now. Y'all better watch out now.
Dude talking about hate now.
All right, man. Oh, please. Thank you. Look, thank you for letting me be around. Look, being around some such handsome men. You know what I'm saying? And not only just handsome men, folks, but brothers. You know what I'm saying? Brothers that's business minded, that's well oriented, that's all about their money, that's all about their swag, reputation, and just do what they need to do to get what needs to be done, done. You know what I'm saying? So much respect to the whole Chipstar Entertainment / Tycoon TV whole empire. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys are definitely doing it big. So right about now, you know what I want to play. Got to play Google That Shit.
That's right, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, Smoke, like, for real, though, like, what's up with this song? I love this song, and I was around when you guys have performed this song, like, a couple of days ago, you know what I'm saying? And I love the crowd response as far as, like, Google That Shit, and, you know, the whole, like, Twitter this and that and that. I felt like that was so different. Like, I've never heard a song like that, but, like, popping, like, you feel me? So who's all on the song, and, like, what made you guys do this song?
Well, it's like we try to keep serious to our topic, what's going on in our life and stuff like that. And what happened is we had our boy Loudy out here from St. Louis, so he's real famous in, like East, and he had... was trying to going through beats and stuff, playing with that topic for a while now, for I would say for months, and it basically means don't ask us no questions, don't ask us nothing. Why you gotta ask us anything? Why you gotta ask any questions? And you can just Google it. Whatever the answer is right there, Google. Just Google.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what it was. And we was, you know, sitting around the studio, had the beat playing and stuff, and which is going through the beat, and I heard that beat, and that beat was, you know, it was a beat, you know, and that was the topic. Google it. We were sitting up back blowing and stuff, laughing, talking about niggas, you know, everything. Everybody said back, just Google it. Google it, you know, and that's the way it went, you know.
But the song is definitely hot. So I'm about to bless the listeners right now with that hit single. What's that hit single, Smoke?
That shit.
Here we go. Turn it up. Turn it up.
Loudy on the track. You can Google that shit. Chips or E&T. You can Google that shit. Title TV, you can Google that shit, bitch. Google that shit, bitch. Google that shit. Google. You can Google that shit. Google. You can Google that shit.
Yeah, you wanna follow me, you're gonna have to Google me. I'm on YouTube with Tycoon blowing hella trees. So what you telling me, you saw on that Loudy beat? That's a winning thing, we all on our Charlie scene. We be pointing from the loop to the Cali scene. You can't keep up, then you're gonna have to Google me. I'm on my Google shit, searching for a sexy chick. I'm on my Google shit, trying to get that real quick. What I need and don't know, watch me Google that. My location on the face, go and Google that. See your noodles flat, all because you Google that. Chip star, here's the stage, so get used to that.
On the track, you can Google that shit. Chips or E&T, you can Google that shit. Title TV, you can Google that shit.
song, you need to clap your hands, fool. Google that video, then watch that shit on YouTube. S-B-A-C-E-1-2, Tipstar-E-N-T, the crew. I don't give a fuck if I thought you knew. Tycoon TV, we the truth. Who on the west get down like us? White girl mob, now watch me bust. Call me a nigga, I'll fix your throat. Natural shit, this ain't no joke. I don't give a fuck about where you stay. Talking that shit like you from the Bay. My niggas from the east side, oh, don't play. You better not come to the 818.
Loudy on the track. You can Google that shit. Chips or E&T, you can Google that shit. Tycho TD, you can Google that shit. Bitch, Google that shit. Bitch, Google that shit. Google, 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 Google. You can Google that shit. Google, 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 Google. You can Google that shit.
I ain't on this course, but I'm known as a hook king. If you don't know me by now, nigga, you can Google me. I'm
Major shout out to Rick Hard, who was on that snippet of One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. You know what I'm saying? Recognition to Tycoon TV. You know what I'm saying? And it's just going down like that right now. So, the topic for tonight is love and loyalty. Is it possible for a person to be faithful in a relationship? Call in, share your views. You know what I'm saying? Chip Stars definitely in a spaceship right now. Any questions, call in 310-861-2317. Yes, folks. How my boy Smoke, you know, bless the folks just now, you know, about a little bit of what's going on. So right now, at this point, I would love to introduce to the listeners K9. What's up, K9?
What it do? What it do? How you doing?
I am so great. I am having lots of fun with you guys in the spaceship tonight. You know what I'm saying? Letting it be known. You feel me?
You already know.
So how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. We in the studio, you know. We over here just plotting, You know, I'd like to make one announcement. You know, a couple months ago, you know, before that I've been known as K9, but I recently went with the name Trumaine, which is my legal name. So, you know, now they call me Trumaine, Trumain. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? I like Trumaine. That is what it do. And I'm telling you, folks, it's 2012. There's much changes to come, you know what I'm saying? So definitely keep up with the show because on my show, you know, and other shows like such, you're able to keep up with the changes that are coming, you know what I'm saying? And that's definite because I like that. That's really, like, clean and suave-like.
You know, you got to keep it true, man.
Yes, you do. You do, Trumaine. Hello, Trumaine. Ah, that's what it do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy you said that. And for this moment, I just definitely want you to introduce yourself to the listeners. Let them know something about yourself, you know, who you are and why you are and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you know, ever since young, I was always in love with music, you know, started off, you know, really dancing. And then, you know, in high school, we used to always have the cyphers and the circle with MC spitting. And, you know, one day I just started and I never stopped ever since. And then, you know, recently I moved out back to California from Mississippi. And while I was in Mississippi, I learned the game of promoting, throwing events. So when I came out here, you know, I wanted to take my music a little bit further. So I wanted to combine that with the promoting. And, you know, ever since then, I've just been doing events and pushing other artists along with, you know, the people that I mess with.
Okay, well, that's definitely interesting. So you learned to promote in Mississippi?
Yeah, dirty, 662.
like you was promoting what? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we were promoting a lot of stuff, car shows, you know, parties, you know, tattoo parties, you know, a lot of stuff that I can't really say
like
over here. You know, we was just getting it in. Every weekend was a party. You know, it's the lifestyle.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm loving the facts here that you combined your music with the whole promotion side of things. You know what I'm saying? So how was all of that coming for you?
Well, you know, I'm very impatient, and I don't like you know, being controlled by anyone. I'm my own boss, so I don't really want to wait for somebody to find me. I'd rather, you know, build my own fan base and really get out there and touch the people. You know, I can do anything by myself. I don't really need anyone. So I need to surround myself with people that also feel that way. You know, as long as we go out and get it ourselves, you know, we don't need to rely on anyone. You know, so that's why I promote my own events. And believe me, if Diddy come along and was all like, hey, you know, I want to put some money behind you and promote you, you know, I'm not going to be a promoter no more. But until then, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to sit around and just be all like, why didn't I make it? Why don't nobody know my music? You know what I'm saying? Why ain't I doing shows? You know what I'm saying? I do a lot more shows than a lot of these people with record deals. So it's all about work ethic, and you know, I feel that we're in a recession because there's so many people too lazy to make their own jobs and invent something new. Everybody want to do something that someone else is doing. You know, we gotta stop being lazy.
Man, that is preach. That is on some real talk right there, you know what I'm saying? And that's something that I think about all the time. Like, you know, I mentioned in a couple of shows before about the, like, how, you know, as far as, you know, the South and the East Coast, like how they're just booming right now on the record charts. Like, based on what you're saying, why do you think it is that the West Coast is not really, on the map as it should and coming out with new, fresh artists?
Man, crazy.
You know, based on what you said, I feel it has a lot to do with that. And that is a problem. That is just something I really want to get to the bottom of and then try to build back up from there.
I really don't know. It's because, you know, when you're on the West Coast, you know, you put on the radio and everything, and you get the feeling that the West Coast is all over the map and everybody knows these artists, and then you go to places like Mississippi or you know, Missouri, and they are like, who is that, you know? So I don't know why other places really isn't playing our stuff still to this day, other than, you know, big people like maybe Snoop Dogg. But it's all about we gotta start getting up out of the West Coast too, though, you know. We gotta go to these other places and force it down their throat, you know. That's all it is. That's all I can say.
But you know what? I'll go back to what you said about independence. You know what I'm saying? Just stop waiting on people and stop expecting someone else to do it. It's all about just, you know, being.
It's like 50 Cent. If you look at him, you know, he got that big deal with Interscope, Aftermath, and then, you know, he still didn't wait. He dropped his own videos sometime, you know. He pushed it. He leaked his own music. The label didn't like it, but that's what you got to do, man. You can't follow behind someone else when it's your art. This is art.
Yeah, it is. It's something that signatures.
Sometimes you even got to give art for free. Sometimes art is, you know, priceless, and it goes like that sometimes. But you know, as an artist, you gotta really control your stuff and your vision. Can't sell your soul. Well, you can, but I'm not going
to. You shouldn't. Exactly. You know. So, you know, Smoke said earlier in the interview a little bit about how you became part of Chipstar, and I'm interested from your perspective. What does it feel like? How do you feel being a part of this, you know, being a part of that empire and like what's keeping you a part of it?
Well, you know, I'm a businessman, and, you know, I'm all about connecting with other businessmen and, you know, making one empire to another empire and just building from there. So, you know, I've seen what he was doing from the beginning. You know, we've had many discussions in the early stages, and, you know, we got on the same page, and we realized that, you know, there's not much opportunity for us unless we make it. So we've been making it ever since, and, you know, I welcome other people, you know, even if you got your own movement that you're doing, you know, as long as it's positive, I'm always down to, you know, connect with other people, and, you know, it's like Transformers, making the Megatron, you know what I'm saying? Once we do it together, you know, we can do it real big.
That's awesome, real talking. I like your mentality, you know, I like the way you think. You know, it's very refreshing. It's good to see that, you know, people out here thinking like that, you know what I'm saying? So that's definitely what's up to the fullest. So just I'm interested a little bit about the whole NoHo Entertainment. Like, can you share a little bit about that?
Okay, well, NoHo Entertainment, it's pretty much basically for management, artist development, promotion, any artist looking to, you know, push themselves. You might not have the right money, the right backing. You might not know what to do. You know what I'm saying? You might need some guidance. You might need a studio. You might need stage time. Whatever it is, we try to pretty much supply anything that a young person in the entertainment industry would need. You know, well, I say young person, but old person, anybody, you know. nowadays, you know, if you look on shows like X Factor, The Voice, American Idol, you know, you don't have to be a model that can sing to make it, you know. So, you know, if you believe in yourself, you know, I've learned a few things in this trait, and I'm willing to, you know, spread it to anybody that's willing to work for it, you know. So that's where the NoHo Entertainment comes in. The NoHo means North Hollywood. That's pretty much where we're stationed and where I was raised at. So, you know, I got to say shout out to North Hollywood, you know, so, and that's what it is.
Yeah, and that's what's up. So how can people who are interested, how can they get, you know, in contact with you, or like as far as the whole NoHo Entertainment, you know, about artist development and any, you know, and all that, how can people get on that?
You can go to www.nohoent.com. That's nohoent.com. You can email us at nohoent@gmail.com. And, you know, find us on Facebook, I am NoHo ENT. The Twitter, at I am NoHo 818. You know, we're pushing that 818 movement. And, yeah, you know, Google that shit.
That's right, Google that shit. Okay, so I want to know, like, so due to the fact that you know, you're wearing many hats and you're doing your thing, you're a rapper and you got a crack and you're coming with these bomb little, you know, hits that's coming, you know, out and about or whatever, what is keeping you dedicated? What's keeping you focused?
Because I'm hungry, you know, I'm starving, you know, and, you know, it's like I got a tapeworm. I don't think I'll ever be satisfied or full, you know, so I just keep working. It's for the love of my craft. I have a vision of where I want to be and what I see that I can produce in this world. And, you know, until I fulfill that, I can't stop. You know, it's like I can't sleep. I dream about it. And, you know, I'm very driven. So, you know, and I know no one can stop me. Nothing can stop me.
And just like you said,
I wear a lot of hats, and, you know, I wear too many hats.
You
so
do.
I'm looking for other people out there that can help out with the movement, other people that believe in the same thing. So, you know, hit me up at Twitter me, you know what I'm saying? All that pound.
Hit you up. Hello?
Hello.
You know what? I'm about to get mad right now at whatever, because what the hell? All this technical difficulties is not the business.
We on.
So I missed what you said at the end of your statement. Do you mind repeating that?
I was just saying that anybody that's down with this movement or is really serious about what they're doing, you know, go ahead and follow us on Twitter, hit us up with a mention, you know, hit us up on the inbox on the Facebook so we can get back at you and we can talk business in 2012, you know, let's get it in.
Well, let's get it in. You know what I'm saying? Definitely keep up the good work, because everything is going to pay off, and everything probably, you know, already have, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, you know, like you said, when you said it best, you know, it's like you got a tapeworm, like you don't think you'll ever be satisfied, and that's definitely what it takes, you know what I'm saying? Because once you're satisfied, you get lazy, and you want to go to sleep. So, you know, nothing comes to a sleeper, so got to keep it pushing and keep it up and keep moving, keep their feet on the ground and do what you do. You know what I'm saying? So
you already
know.
That's
what's up. Trumaine. So am I saying it right? Trumaine?
Yeah, Trumaine. Like you keeping it true, Maine.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it, Trumaine. I'm loving it, Tremaine. It's going down. I'm loving it. Keep it icy. Keep it fresh, just like that. I'm loving it. Loving it to the fullest. So right now, people, it's about that time to go to a music break. And, you know, it's all about Chipstar tonight. You know what I'm saying? That's just how we do it right here on Forever Hot Topics. So if you have any questions, call in 310-861-2317. You know what? Right now, I want to play Clap Your Hands. What do you think about that?
That might be too much for them. I don't know. I don't know if they're ready for that. But go ahead. Let's see what
do you know whose show this is? Do you know whose show this is? What? Boy, bye. Everything gets played on my show. If they don't like it, they could switch it. You know what I'm saying? But even though, you know, that might be coming to a change soon, folks. But for right now, it stays the same. So I'm about to go ahead and play Clap Your Hands. Let's do it. Right?
Let's go.
All right, folks, turn it up. And if it's too much, turn it up louder. Here we go. Chip.
Chipstar Entertainment. Tycoon TV. Exclusive. All your favorites.
So cold on these hoes that be knowing the game, and stay away from you bitches who be loving the flame. If you're pimping and you know it, clap your hands. If you're pimping and you know it, clap your hands. So cold on these hoes that be knowing the game, and stay away from you bitches who be loving the flame. If you're pimping and you know it, clap your hands. If you're pimping and you know it, clap your hands.
I got that 100 syndrome. I can spot no real in them. Smoke one for president. Elected to serve a life sentence. Even when my life ended in the game, my name will still be mentioned. Bells scream, hold applause. I have them bitches wall to wall. Haters screaming Chipstar, claiming that they allies. Hoes screaming Chipstar, want to breathe with I. I simplify on this side. My nigga Blue can testify. I'm small motherfucker, someone close can be some fizz-eye. I'm raised to be the best with it. From the east to the west with it. I'm known to be the best with it. I'm like a beast with a tech with it. This game I'm addicted to. This game never heard of who. I'm smoke worldwide like the cover of the wine blue. Y'all niggas got me fucked up with your chest out and puffed up. Soon as you niggas rush up, I bet you niggas hush up. You motherfuckers know that this the best thing on a little homie on the side street going so cold. On these hoes that be knowing the game, stay away from you bitches that be loving the flame. If you're pimping, then you know it, clap your hands. If you're pimping, then you know it, clap your hands. So cold on these hoes that be knowing the game, to stay away from you bitches that be loving the flame. If you're pimping, then you know it, clap your hands. If you're pimping, then you know it, clap your hands.
So cold with the game. Come to them hoes, I put a bitch up on the stroll, way up in an uphole. She got Santa Claus tricking and a Cadillac sled dipping. Fur from head to toe, still blowing that Cali toe. You wanna know how it goes? Well, check this shit here, bro. I'm about to lace you with some gas, it'll make your brain explode. It'll be like trying to keep up with the price of gas. Because that whole money for show money, she's slanging that ass. You go hard up on a bitch, pull a card on a bitch. Drop her off with that tip and make a star out the bitch. Didn't know she had potential in the backseat of that rental. I'ma keep it instrumental. Obama and presidential. That's the rule, motherfucker. We got that penthouse view. You got that hold down with the feeling. Now what the fuck you gon' do? Y'all motherfuckers know that be the best thing going. A little pimping, little home. We on the side street going so cold.
On these hoes that be knowing the game, and stay away from you bitches who be loving the flame. If you're pimping, then you know it, clap your hands. If you're pimping, then you know it, clap your hands. So cold on you hoes that be knowing the game, and stay away from you bitches who be loving the flame. If you're pimping and you know it, clap your hands. If you're pimping and you know it, clap your hands.
If Smoke One be president, I'll handpick every resident. My nigga Blue gon' be fight yelling. Where the fuck you haters with? Smoke One so hesitant with this game so amazing. With games worldwide from the Ramada to the Daisy. I remember back in the days when I didn't get Squilla. Go banana, young girl, start to fuck it up, nigga. Change my swagger for them, die, I hold them bitch ass nigga. Think I
hoes, only hoes that be knowing the game. And stay away from you bitches that be loving the play. If you're pimping and you know it, clap your hands. If you're pimping and you know it, clap your hands.
You know what I'm saying? I had to let that beat play. That beat was sub, and I couldn't keep still. I'm like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You got Chip Star and a mother what? Spaceship getting it in from here and from there and from every fucking where. And you better know it. At this moment, your girl want to do a little something. Call in Chip Star Midwest Movement. You better know it. Got this boy right here, Young Hustle, on the mother what line, calling all the way from St. Louis with that Chip Star Midwest Movement. What's good?
What it do? What it do? It's your boy Hustle. What up, Chip?
What's out there,
Uncle? What it do? Chip, chip. Nothing much. I see. I'm good. I'm chilling. I see y'all working. Y'all make it good for a nigga like me to sit back and relax.
No. You ain't supposed
to relax. Yeah, you know.
No,
how
I don't know. Relax. You're smoking. I don't care for smoke. Like, hold that.
You don't know how to relax.
Yeah, but I know my Chip Star fam up on West Coast. Y'all be making it happen. I had to come let y'all know I'm watching. I'm in the loop, but I'm watching. I know everything.
You watching. Just know it's a lot to watch, too. Real time.
I already know. We kicked the last time I was down there. Kicked it too hard. I still got a hangover.
That was like in October.
Young Hustle. So what's up, Young Hustle? You know what I'm saying? Welcome to Forever Hot Topics. You know, I just want to take the time right now for you to just tell, you know, the people a little bit about yourself, who you are. You know what I'm saying? Calling all the way from St. Louis. That is just too much for me.
You already know. First thing first, I'm Chip Star. Young Hustle, I'm out here straight grinding. I learned from the best, went out there. They taught me everything. Now I'm back in the loop doing everything they taught me. We making things happening. About to come back to Cali in a little hot second. Get that little playoff. Got the mixtape dropping in May 7th. The Lane
mixtape. What's the name of your mixtape?
The Lane mixtape. Lane.
Oh, okay.
I'm representing the Lane. You know, love always make enemies. So,
hey,
it's Lane. Other than that, man, I can't even say how much stuff popping. And it's just because I'm Chip Star. If you ain't Chip Star, you better get down. Tell them, Smoke.
Chip.
Yeah.
You better know it.
Yeah, let them know that it's Chip. Let them know they can find me on Twitter at I Am Your Hustle. Got the Love That single about to pop off. I'm doing big things for the fam, you know?
That's right.
Moving. Yeah, but I appreciate the love they sent me, you know. Real recognized real. You only can team up with the real, but you look like teaming up with the fake.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir. Hey, it's dough around. I want to shout out my president.
Yeah, you know we got a free Obama, man. We got a free Obama campaign going on.
Y'all heard that? Free Obama. Free Obama ASAP.
Yeah, man. Free Obama, man. That's, you know, a major piece of the puzzle. You know what I'm saying? You can find me on Chipstar Smoke, Twitter, follow me, you know. You can also check out all our videos on Young Smoke YouTube. You can find me on Facebook, Chipstar Smoke. You know, that's how you reach me, or email me at chipstarent@gmail.com. Or you can also find all our upcoming events. Anything we're doing, right now, we're getting that together, chipstarent.com. We're making that interactive so everybody can sign up, make them a profile, you know, join the movement going on and see how we can get this thing really moving and off the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's what's up right there.
It's going to be interactive, you know, so everybody can join this, you know, and be a part of it. You know, like a hood Facebook type of thing, you know?
Well, that's what's up right there.
Yeah, we're looking forward
to
that.
So is there anything else you want to say before the topic question of the night?
If you trying to do good things like we do and positive things, you know, to just make it simple and plain, you know, my name is Smoke. I could have represented Smoke from the beginning, but I didn't, man. I represent Chipstar, which is a group effort. Everybody can be a part of this if you're positive and you got something to put in. You know what I'm saying? We got something to give. You know, it's a positive movement that we represent, and we really trying to get it. You know, so holler at us, man, either me, K9, you know, much love to G Hood, Rick Hard, Mac Lucci, my boy, all hustle boys, you know, Big Doty, Flo, love you, Flo, love all y'all niggas, man. Dismos, what'd you say, Young Blue? Oh yeah, D Dimes, you know we can't forget D Dimes, all the niggas, man. We love y'all, man. We much love to everybody in the underground movement, to you forever, you know, for just showing us so much love and stuff and support, you know, ever since, you know, knowing you, you've been down with us and stuff like that. We love you, man. You know, we got
your
back.
Thank you so much. And just know that I do, and I have nothing but mad respect for each and every one of y'all. You know what I'm saying? You guys are doing the damn thing, and I am so honored to be a part of that.
Oh, yeah, you know, man, we appreciate everything you do for us.
Oh, yeah, no problem whatsoever, you know. But tonight, the topic question is, and anyone you guys are welcome to answer, you know what I'm saying, but it needs to be answered by all, by one, by whoever, but a chip answer to the topic question of the night, which is, you know, loyalty and love. Like, is it possible for someone to be faithful in a relationship?
Here we go. That depends on whose point of view are we talking about. This coming from
your point of view.
Okay, if we talking from a Chipstar point of view, just listen to our songs, and from our point of view, they got to be loyal. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing. We lying.
I heard
out.
That.
We look at it like this. When you're in the jungle, you see all the males with a harem. We want a harem. He need a harem. You know what I'm saying? So we loyal. We loyal to everything and then some. You know. You gonna be loyal to us?
It all boils down to, you know, like in every relationship, you just got to be realistic, you know. Not everybody can do what everybody else do, you know. If you look at Hugh Hefner, you know what I'm saying, he's loyal. You know what I'm saying? All his girls know know what they're getting into before they get into it. You know what I'm saying? They look at some people that get married, you know, that's them. You know, my grandmother and my grandfather, you know, I think they died loyal. I mean, my grandfather died loyal to my grandmother, you know what I'm saying? And I think my grandmother was loyal to him, you know what I'm saying? Never cheated. I couldn't picture it. But, you know, some people, and a lot of people, end up, you know, cheating, you know.
Especially in this generation.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to be in that relationship. No, but there's some good people still in this world. You know what I'm saying? Everything just is different. Yeah, it is, man. It's just everything is different for everybody, you know, because who knows if I find the right person, what I might do, you know. But for now, man, I'm just doing me and being me, you know, but I'm loyal to everybody. I let everybody know what they're getting into up front, you know what I'm saying, what you're dealing with, you know. Right now, you know.
And that's what you should look for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Most of y'all ladies, you know, y'all looking for a man that can say the best thing that your ears can hear, you know.
Yeah, y'all want to hear some lies and stuff. Then you come back running to me and K-9 and talk about, he wasn't no good, he cheated on me.
I ain't going to cheat on you.
Yeah, we ain't going to cheat on you. We going to take you out to the club with us and meet another female. All right. You know,
that would be real. You know what I'm saying? Like, look,
that's loyalty.
I'm looking for a wife right now. You know what I'm saying?
We try to have a little fun. Don't worry about the music and money, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Oh yeah, Filthy Factor. What's happening, man? We had to say what's happening, Filthy Factor. Our Pasadena people, man. You know, Monique. Sorry about that forever, but man, just thought about my homies, man. Love
it. Man, it's all about y'all, you know what I'm saying? You guys got the time. Y'all thinking of these people, you know what I'm saying? Showing y'all love, you know, the best y'all can. And I'm sure even the people that you didn't even mention, you know, they in your hearts. You got love for everybody. That's all understandable, you know? It's your time.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. That's what my show is about. You know what I'm saying? I like to get people out there that's doing big things underground, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of people out here that's doing major things. They need a light shined on them. Like, they need to be recognized. So that's why I do stuff like this, you know?
That's right, that's right.
So that's basically what it's about, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, it was definitely a pleasure having you guys in the spaceship tonight, causing mayhem in cyberspace with your girl.
That's right, that's right. Tell them to check out that One Monkey Don't Stop No Show video. We need hits and views.
Yes, I had to play that snippet, folks. Y'all heard the snippet in the beginning of the show. Check it out on YouTube, that One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. You know what I'm saying? That's on some real mother talk. You know what I'm saying? And check these boys out, period. They coming hard with it. You know what I'm saying? It's that West Coast movement that's moving. You know what I'm saying? And it's just it's going down. And when it comes down to Chipstar, shit, you see, they all over motherfucking America.
Chip City, bitch. You know, man. hey, back
that's
to your topic of your topic of the day was loyalty, and that video, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show, is a perfect example of disloyalty.
Right. See, that's what I'm talking about, how everything just be making sense. Yes, okay, well, that's what it do. So, yeah, check it on out. Yes, loyalty. Loyalty, love, all that. But you know what, Smoke, I do want to do a briefing real quick because, you know, it's some news that Chip going to be taking over some of the waves up in cyberspace up on Handsome Life Radio. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know, Tycoon and Dope Bomber, you know, man, they got a lot to say, so we're going to let them boys free and, man, let them do their thing, you know, and let the world know who they are, you know, and stuff like that. So, yeah, we hooked up with our girl, and she showed us mad love and props again, you know, so we're going to get in what we fit in and do the damn thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah, so watch out for that, people, I'm telling you. Much love and respect to Trey Love. If it wasn't for Trey Love, none of this would be possible. You know what I'm saying? He's making it possible right here on Blog Talk Radio for everybody to come on out and talk about what they about and do what they do. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, best believe it. Chipstar is coming near you. You know what I'm saying? On the motherfucking Handsome Life Radio. Y'all ready?
That's right.
That's right. All right, all right. So it was definitely an honor to have y'all on the show.
We thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, folks, keep up with everything because it's definitely going down in 2012. Any closing remarks?
Oh, man, just stay tuned, you know. Just check out the website, you know, for anything you want to see about us, you know, and check out our Facebook. We're doing things, you know, we're still moving. It ain't going to stop.
Huh, and y'all heard it right here on Forever Hot Topics. Again, I want to thank you guys. Be safe. Have a wonderful night. Keep blessing the world with your talents because you guys definitely have them. And, yes, like I said before, each and every one of y'all definitely good looking. You know, Forever will let it be known right here on motherfucking Block Talk Radio, Forever Hot Topics. Feel me?
Thank you. We there. You
already know.
Yeah, you already know.
All right. So you guys take it easy and holla at your gear.
We will do.
Yes, yes. Y'all heard it right here. Live interview with members from Chipstar ENT / Tycoon TV. You have my boy Tremaine kicking it in with the NoHo ENT. So keep up with all the information because it's definitely going down. But check it out. It don't stop here because I'm going to keep it going with some more of that Chipstar music. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play Snap Back. So turn it up.
Yeah, I'm going to tighten this pussy up on this nigga tonight. Two cat pulls in his vinegar. Snap that pussy back. Girl, I'm looking in my cabin. I done ran out of that snap back.
Yeah. Tuesday be a motherfucker. Weak niggas fall in love and want a handcuffer.
Me, I break that bitch and show her that there's no other. Set it like elastic, watch it snap back. That's why I love her. 200 on pop, you know. She no fun that pop or blow. It's her cat that chases the dog and always bringing back the bone. Drain a trick for every ounce. Hold on, and his money gone. Smoke will never be a trick. That's why my pocket's full of dough.
She got that snap back. Yeah, that snap back. Ooh, she got that snap back. Yeah.
Mike Epps is stupid talking about the vinegar by the motherfucking bathtub. Damn, that was funny. All right, yes, yes, Chip Star with that snap back. You feel me? Hot single. I'm loving it. You know, it's very motivating to me. It motivates me. You know what I'm saying? I need to make me a song about penis, like that deep stroke or that long cock or some, I don't know, some of that nature, you know, because I don't know too much about others. I'm going to just leave a .. right there, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, that's Chip Star with that snap back. That snap back. You better know it. You know what I'm saying? Yes, yes. So it's winding down time, folks. You know what I'm saying? On Forever Hot Topics. I just want to thank all the listeners who listened. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a very, very hot show tonight. And if you missed it, then you missed out. But not really, because you can listen to the show anytime. So just go ahead and go to blogtalkradio.com/handsomeliferadio, or you could just go to blogtalkradio.com, enter, go ahead and put Forever Hot Topics in the search engine, and then bam, it'll pop up. You know what I'm saying? So right now is my moment, and my moment is to discuss the topic at hand, which is love and loyalty. Can someone be faithful in a relationship? Oh, you know what? Honestly, people, like, here is my view about the whole situation. I think loyalty is easier to come by when it's a business, if it's about making money, if it's about doing projects together, if it's about, you know, doing stuff of that nature, like more so. Loyalty, how can I put this? I don't want to say that people use people, but loyalty is more so like it's more for people's well-being. They'll more so be loyal to something that benefits their well-being, you know, and that's a job or, a, you know, like just anything that's benefiting you, you know what I'm saying, benefiting your life and your well-being. That is, you know, the people that's involved in those kind of things that's doing that are more likely the people that's easier, you know, easily, you know, to be loyal to. You know what I'm saying? Now, I say that to say because I noticed that love is an emotion. You know what I'm saying? It's an emotion. It's something that you feel at the moment. You know, sometimes you crying, and then sometimes you happy, and sometimes you mad. Like, you know, love is an emotion. It's just the way you feel at the time. Like, damn, I love this person. However you express that love is your will, your way. Like, you know what I'm saying? It could be any way. Through words, through what you do for a person, through sex, you know, through whatever. You know what I'm saying? But the problem with loyalty and love together sometimes, not saying in every case, but it kind of becomes difficult to be loyal to someone you love because there's so many expectations. It's so much... you know, you should be doing this, that should happen, you shouldn't do this, it'd be, you know, rules and laws and shit you have to abide by to make things work. It's just more difficult. And then that person loves that person so much to where that person has to do something for themselves that might be betraying that person or that other person that they love don't like it, so they got to keep it a secret. It's just more difficult. And that's why I can understand that saying that, you know, I could be a friend, you know what I'm saying? I could be a friend all day because I'd rather be the person you telling the truth to because you lied to your bitch, but you tell me the truth as your friend. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather play that card because I'm beneficial to your well-being in some way, even though your loved one can. But when that emotion is involved, that emotion at the moment, knowing that you care about that person, sometimes, you know, things that you do that may disappoint that person, you keep in the dark, you know. So that's basically my moment in a nutshell on the topic of the night. Okay, I would go with 80% of people could be faithful. I mean, I'm sorry. 20% people could be faithful in a relationship. Yes, 20% people could be faithful in a relationship, and the 80% no. And that's just my personal opinion. You know, if you disagree, oh well. If you do, oh well. You know, it just is what it is. I said it. You know what I'm saying? So in closing to the show, you know, it's a lot of talking. This is the first show of 2012, and I'm so excited and delighted to have Chipstar in the mother what spaceship. You know what I'm saying? That was a lovely way to start the year, you know, and I'm so excited because there's going to be so much more in store. And I'm the type of person, because I'm a Virgo, so I'll be keeping things to myself until it's time to put it on display. You know what I'm saying? But one thing that I can put on display is that is definitely going down. 2012, I could say, is my year. Not only my year, but the people who's around me, everybody, this is the time to shine. You know what I'm saying? This is time to definitely put in work that needs to be put in. You know what I'm saying? So my company, Big Wig ENT, you know what I'm saying, is definitely official. And I'm so excited about that. And with that being said, Trey Love, you know, yours truly, will be coming out with his single on Valentine's Day, February 14th, A Boy Needs a Girl. So look out for that hot single on that day of passion. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, Big Wig ENT, your girl forever the realest. So happy to be colliding forces with Chipstar ENT / Tycoon TV. I'm so looking forward to a very prosperous adventure. And, you know, wish your girl luck. You know what I'm saying? So that basically just sums it up for right now. because I don't want to put everything out on the table. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep some stuff to myself. And then, you know, as time goes on, it'll gradually come out. Yes, yes. So tonight, people, Tiff Star was in a spaceship. Make sure if you guys want to know anything about them, you can Google that shit. Nah. But you can. And so go ahead and check them out. And, you know, the members on the show tonight was Smoke, Trumaine, a.k.a. K-9, you know, transitional period. And Young Hustle from St. Louis, you know what I'm saying, came, you know, and did the, his little thing from a whole nother part. That's powerful. That's powerful. You know what I'm saying? Tiff Star got a wonderful, wonderful movement. That's movement, blah, movement that's moving, and that's definitely what's a big time, you know what I'm saying? So as about now, folks, you know, my album will be coming out very soon, Married to the Gang Part 1. I'm very excited about that, you know what I'm saying? So keep up with more information about that, because that's definitely coming about. So I'll be like just posting things on Facebook, because you know Facebook is like my second life. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna be doing it just like that, you know what I'm saying? So have a wonderful night. No, Mayhem Monday is definitely going down every Monday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So go ahead and tune in, call in, and get it in. And that's just how I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? All right, folks. So y'all have a blessed one. And tune in next week. Mayhem Mondays, forever hot topics. Holler at your girl.
Hey, hey, little mama.
Hey.
What's your name?
Doug Miss.
Oh, is that right? You know what I'm saying? Your boy just want to holler at you for a minute, you know? I see you stunning your true religion, your Dolce & Gabbana.
That's right. That's just how I get
shopping
down.
Shopping at the Beverly Center and all that.
Right.
I'm looking for a girl just like...
Stop the bullshit, got no time to fall in love with a dick. I'm all about paper that stack real quick. Diamond belts on my hip, stubborn little mama, I ain't giving no lip. I tell a nigga zip, but just enough to be pleased with his D's and his dollars up. Cutie pie named Isaac, met him at the right track. Now we swing in the sack, bring the tips right back, back. At a quarter to 12 a.m. Kasuli, gotta style my nails. You know I gotta stay dressed to impress. Baby fat jeans with the ice roll, lead necklace. Got the fellas on stuck when they look at my chest. Bitches hoping I'm a nigga pulling next to the lake. When I'm tenant bumping game in the turning lane. I be that girl Thug Miss, bound to change the game. What? Isn't that? Isn't that funny? This nigga gave me some money. Cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body. Well, isn't this funny, how I could use this dummy, thinking I love you, hell nah, nigga, give me the money. Hey, now, I like your style, damn, you look good, I'm focused now, design cut line down to image of a maze, gave good direction, maze, left between my legs, thought I was getting dick, only got lick, and cutie didn't even spit, swallowed all of it, job well done, gave a light breath, and I said, look, it's almost on, send them straight for the sun, look. I put it like this, I provide the clitoris, nigga, you need this, I could be nice or I could be selfish, mind matter overflow could get your thoughts in a twist, I could simp, act like my feelings all men, tell you what you wanna hear to lose some money clip, Lamborghini doors pulled up on a bent, doing what you can in a pinch to get the booty bent, isn't that funny, this nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body. Well, isn't this funny, how I could use this dummy, thinking I love you, hell no, nigga, give me the money, clean cut, brother, looking real jazzy, said he'd do anything, he had to have me, he was old enough to be my damn daddy, so I called him daddy, and he tricked out my Chevy. 20-inch spinners with the chromed out fenders. Kicker bear, carry TVs, no antennas. 60 miles dipping down Crenshaw Boulevard. Varieties of cute faces, lost in advertised cars. What, do your thing, nigga. Do your thing. Rep a car, club, or fit the game. Bang, profit from Miss Thang. Her game from dope slang. Go hard on a bitch, we'll flip the same game. Pussy is power, like money and cocaine. Got the potency to make a man wanna profit. Me change his personality, the power of pussy. Isn't that funny? This nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body. Well, isn't this funny? How I could use this dummy, thinking I love you? Hell no, nigga, give me the money. Black, white, nigga, give me the money. Poe, rich, what? Give me the money. Nigga, give me the money. Thugness, what? Nigga, give me the money. The magnet, what? Give me the money. Nigga, give me the money.